Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's your hut one, hut two, Tony. And the give to Harvey, and he's got it. Aggressively tackled. Football comes out. And he ran right at Parsons, who's right there expecting the run to come at him, and I think he might have stripped the ball.
Fisher's trying to determine, was he down, conferencing over this?
Ruling on the field is that the ball was fumbled by the offense with an immediate recovery by number 56 in the defense. It's first down.
Edgerrin Cooper of the Packers with the recovery. Well, you see Parsons playing D-tackle. He gets down in there in the B-gap. Sheds the block and then rips the ball out right there, and that is a fumble.
Those were the good times. Those were the good times. We'll always have Micah Parsons first half and rest of the year. Done now, though. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. See Sparky Pfeiffer here. Charlie Usen over there. Joining us now, highlight courtesy of CBS, joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. You could see him, of course, on X and YouTube as we stream live at WI Sports Radio. I'm going to start this off, Jacob Westendorf. Follow him on X at Jacob Westendorf. I'm going to start this off with my first question. Was that game as depressing as any Packers loss you've ever seen?
I mean, Seattle, Tampa, non-playoff, I would say yes. Seattle, Tampa Bay, those two games specifically.
Yeah, Seattle's one for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're old enough to remember Super Bowl 32, I would imagine that's in the list as well. But, I mean, for as far as the regular season goes, it's not, you know, it's always, Andy Herman's always got that thing where he says, like, what was the game and then what was the cost? And what did it cost you to win or lose that particular game on a given day? And it feels like Green Bay not just lost the battle, but lost the war. If you took the most important player on the team other than the starting quarterback is not going to play another snap for them for the rest of the season. So it's like, even once Parsons got hurt, had they come back and won, even if it had been in like some kind of galvanizing fashion, the feeling coming into today still probably would have been pretty somber.
Yeah, I agree. See, and this is the thing. You had the story earlier today on Christian Watson. I'm going to let you go with what your sources are telling you on the status of Christian Watson.
Yeah, it was surprising to get the information that I did, because as soon as I saw him land and kind of grab his shoulder, my mind harkened back to the first time Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone. Just the way that Christian's arm landed on the ground, somebody landed on top of him, the way he just kind of lay there in pain for a while. But my people are telling me that it's a relatively minor, maybe not the right word, but an injury. It's not going to end his season. He does have a chance to play on Saturday against the Chicago Bears, which is massive. And it's mainly a, you know, an issue of pain tolerance, and can he get to a point where if he gets hit, it's not going to, you know, be just complete agony when something like that happens. But that is, that's even more massive, because when we were talking about depressing and everything like that, I got to the Parsons part, and then, you know, we were kind of just thinking, assuming that Watson was going to miss two or three games. And with the way this season is set up now, that could mean, you know, I don't think it's going to mean the rest of the season. Like, I still expect this team to make the playoffs and everything, but Watson's a big part of this offense. And now with Parsons down for the count, the path to Green Bay to victory is kind of 2011. He put up a lot of points on the scoreboard and kind of try and outscore your opponent, because they just, without Parsons making those big negative plays, they haven't found many ways to get a whole lot of stops on the defensive side of the ball. And yesterday they were weren't great in the second half, and they really weren't good once Parsons went out of the game. So yeah, it's big news to get Watson potentially back as soon as this Saturday.
I want to go back to the Watson thing. So the pain tolerance thing is one thing, but I thought I also saw something about range of motion possibly being into question with this injury too. And if range of motion is an issue, that is a big, big deal as well here.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's a receiver. It's not like he can just play from, you know, the chin down, correct, so to speak. If Love throws the ball high, he's got to go catch it. But, yeah, that would be a big part of this as well, and I'm sure they'll do a bunch of stuff throughout the course of the week to see what happens. Based on the timing of the injury, he has one less day to get ready, everything like that. I would be surprised if he played on Saturday, but I also would have been surprised if you told me he played before Halloween after he got injured last year against the Chicago Bears at Lambeau Field. So this is a guy who has already kind of beaten the odds once. And you know, the culture of the NFL player and the culture of really just Christian Watson, the person in general, is if he's able to be out there, he will. And I think that that's something that, you know, again, we'll see throughout the week. They won't practice too much with, like I said, the short week, and they're just kind of beat up in general coming out of Denver. But if he's able to, you know, move his arm enough, he was kind of the biggest reason that they beat Chicago the first time these two teams played. So, I mean, he's a huge weapon on offense. And again, if Green Bay's going to have to put up points in bunches, they need all of the guys they can get on that side of the ball.
It's a bigger loss than if you lost Josh Jacobs. It's a bigger loss than anybody you have. I think it's a bigger loss than Tucker Kraft, to be honest with you. Because again, this offense, we've seen it every time he's gone out. This offense is, I don't know, 45, 50% of what it is with him. And then you get Jaden Reed back, and you don't realize how big of a loss Jaden Reed is until he comes back and you're like, holy crap, okay, this offensive playbook just opened up a little bit more, and you didn't have Tucker Kraft, but you still look like people are going to have a hard time stopping this offense. But now with him banged up, now let's talk about the other person that I'm very concerned about, because they have nobody to replace this guy, and when he went out, it was all kinds of problems for Jordan Love, and that's Zach Tom with this knee injury. Yeah. That's the other one here, because if they don't have Zach Tom and they don't have Christian Watson against the Bears, they're not beating the Bears, folks.
Yeah, Green Bay's offensive line did a good job yesterday against Denver's rush until the end of it, after Denver took the lead and Zach Tom was out of the game. Because even early, when the Packers were still a little more balanced and not having to play a straight drop back like they had to against the Broncos once they fell behind, they were doing a pretty good job against Denver's rush. But once you're able to pin your ears back and play against Kennard that way, that's going to cause him some problems. And that's where Zach Tom, the good news is, I think it was Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel reported.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That no structural damage to the knee. So that's good news. Does that mean no structural damage means he can play on Saturday? I don't know until somebody talks at some point this week. We're not really going to know the status on that, but you're right.
Even when they talk, you're not going to know the status on that. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we don't have anything to sift through, I guess. But with Tom in the lineup, I mean, Green Bay's offensive line, he's their best player up front. They've got a lot of young guys up there, a lot of guys that haven't played a lot of football together, and a lot of guys who are playing positions they just haven't played a lot. You know, the right guard, Anthony Belton, is brand new. Sean Ryan's a brand new center, and it works kind of all the way that way. Banks is playing his natural position, and so is Rashid Walker, but Walker's struggling. So now you put no right tackle in against a Chicago defense that – they don't really stop you, but they will take the ball away from you. And, you know, Jordan, a strip sack is the same thing as throwing an interception. That's something that takes the ball away. And with Montez Sweat and yesterday, Austin Booker had two sacks yesterday for Chicago against Cleveland. I mean, that is one way to take the ball away. And against Chicago, ball security is paramount. It's number one. And again, if you're going to have to score a lot of points, it's hard to do that when you take some of the negative plays that come without having your starting right tackle in the lineup. So they need Zach Tom back too.
How good are these cornerbacks for the Packers? Because if you base it on social media and the Packer fan base, they hate them all. So how good are these cornerbacks? I mean, you're watching it every week. You see how good or not good they are. How good are they?
Better than what social media tells you. Not as good as what Jeff Hafley and the coaching staff probably tells you.
So what are they? Are they a C? Are they a D? What are they?
Yeah, C players with, you know, some of what's the word, volatility to them. You know, Keyshawn Nixon can make a really heads up game winning interception like he did against the Chicago Bears. He can also get beat pretty badly on a given play or two for,
oh my God,
like he did a couple.
Double move in the beginning. Holy crap.
Yeah. Which, I mean, credit to the Broncos. They kind of set that up perfectly, but Nixon is prone to biting on some of that stuff. And Carrington Valentine has some nice moments in coverage. He is a horrendous tackler at this stage of his career. And I think the biggest thing that you're seeing out of Green Bay, if you have volatility in your cornerback room, something that you want to kind of combat that is, it's the old Asante Samuel Sr. thing. He's going to give up a play or two here or there, but he's also going to make a play or two. He's going to intercept a couple of passes, give or take. The only cornerback with an INT for the Packers this year is Nixon, and that came last week against Chicago. So that's the one. You know, and yesterday they had a couple opportunities, and it was even Xavier McKinney had at least two balls hit him in the hands. Those are plays you got to catch. You know, you can afford to not catch that against Minnesota and the Giants and some of the not great teams the Packers have played so far this season. The Broncos are riding an 11-game winning streak. They're really good. You know, Chicago this week, that's a first-place team. You got to catch the ball if Caleb Williams throws it to you. So as far as how good are the cornerbacks – you could foresee that being this team's Achilles heel when they were on their way to potentially a Super Bowl run with Parsons and everyone healthy and everything like that, right? You could foresee that. But again, it's not this system where they're the two worst corners in football and the Packers like just completely neglected the position the way.
Hold on a second here. Let me cut you off. Jacob Westendorf, Packers on SI, follow him on X at Jacob Westendorf. But are they going to be exposed even more now?
Oh, yeah.
Without Micah Parsons?
100%. Yeah, that's unless you get a rejuvenation of Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness getting healthier and all that sort of stuff. But it's just, that's where I said, it's kind of hard to see where some of the stops are coming from. Jeff Hafley's going to have to, he hasn't had too much this year to reach into his bag of tricks to get after opposing passers. Cause you could just kind of say we had these four guys, like, think about it, you know, Sparky, the Packers coming into the season after they traded for Parsons, were like, okay, we've got a potential pass rush group of a healthy Van Ness who they thought was ascending, Rashawn Gary, who's been steady if unspectacular for them over the years, Devontae Wyatt, who they thought was going to have a big year, and Parsons, who's one of the best players in football. Van Ness has been hurt. Wyatt's done. Parsons is done. So they need Van Ness to get healthy, and they need Rashawn Gary to kind of rediscover some of that form that got him that contract extension a couple years ago. He doesn't have a sack or a tackle for loss since they played the Pittsburgh Steelers at the end of October. And he said yesterday, I think it was Matt Schneidman of The Athletic reported, like, watch how the front plays in the last three games. Okay, that's great that Rashawn Gary has those words to say. There needs to be some tangible action to back that up. And I think that's the number one guy who I was circling him when Parsons was healthy as someone who needed to kind of step up, especially as they got into the playoffs. But now that Parsons is gone, Gary's not replacing Micah Parsons. Nobody is replacing Micah Parsons except for Myles Garrett. And Myles Garrett plays for the Cleveland Browns. So not doing that. But can he be more disruptive? Yes. Can Lucas Van Ness do some things? Yes. Can Carl Brooks do some more things? Yes. Like, they have some guys that are talented with some pedigree. Can they do enough, combine that with a couple more creative blitz packages from Jeff Hafley and everything like that to kind of create some of those plays and somewhat soften the blow of Micah Parsons? Yes, but I don't want to make any bones about it. This is an absolutely devastating injury. I mean, Myles Garrett's the best defensive player in football, right? Micah Parsons is number two. So that means there's only really one way to replace him, and that's to get the other guy who's in front of him, and they can't do that.
So this is the other thing. Their success rate when blitzing is among the best in football. I want to say it's like 56% of the time or whatever they get home on blitz percentage. But again, if you're going to increase how many times you blitz now in the last three games, odds are they are not going to keep that same type of percentage going up. That also hasn't ever seemed to be the Jeff Hafley way as far as blitzing a whole bunch in order to create pressure. But yet, as you sit here right now, day after losing Micah Parsons, I think every person in the state of Wisconsin is expecting them to blitz more in order to get pressure, knowing you're not going to get pressure with four anymore.
Yeah, you almost have to. I mean, that's kind of the way that has to work. I think that when you're trying to figure out a way to replace that guy, you can't do it. The other way is to send more. Something about that blitz rate, too, and we've seen this the last couple of weeks, really. Again, Xavier McKinney got a quarterback hit two of the last 3 weeks against Detroit and Chicago on plays where Parsons bailed and the protection was slid toward him, and Hafley sent a blitz from the place away from the side away from Micah Parsons. So you don't even have that anymore. That's something Dom Capers used to do quite a bit when they had Clay Matthews once upon a time. Like, that level of deception is gone. So they're going to have to figure out some ways to kind of manufacture some pressure. And then the other reality, nobody really likes to say this, but with schematics and everything, that can't fix everything. Some guys just have to play better. And I just mentioned those guys, Gary, Van Ness. And if they're sending guys on blitzes, Edgerrin Cooper, Quay Walker, whether it's some of the defensive backs like Javon Bullard or whomever, some guys got to eventually, you have to win a one-on-one. And whether that's on the blitz or in the secondary, because that's the other thing. When you send pressure, these corners that we were just talking about, now they have to play one-on-one, no help. If you're sending more guys, there's less guys to cover. That's just the math of it. So I'm curious to see what Jeff Hafley does. He's last year, the defense was good enough without Micah Parsons and without really a game wrecker on that side of the ball, save for Xavier McKinney intercepting a pass every other week. But it's a difficult challenge, man, because now they're replacing everything that they've done since week one, 14 weeks later here into mid-December.
The biggest thing is going to be they have to catch balls. They just have to. The turnover differential must change dramatically. The first half of last year with the turnovers the Packers were creating must be over the last 3 weeks and going into the playoffs. That has to be the dramatic turn of events. If they get that dramatic turn of events, then maybe there's still a chance for them to win a playoff game or do something. But if that doesn't happen, I don't see how they're not in a lot of trouble. Jacob Westendorf, Packers on SI. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Westendorf. As always, my friend, thank you so much for coming on. Good job breaking that Watson story.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Take care. There he is, Jacob Westendorf on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast